This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Tuinareo Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today, even though it's the 2nd of April, I want to celebrate the Long COVID Awareness Month, which was in March, a little bit like the Neurodiversity Awareness Month that I was running a week or so late. It seems like it's been happening, and I still think it's important to share the information I'll share here. So let's talk about Long COVID and Long COVID Awareness Month, and I'll promise next year I will be on time. Stick around for that, but first a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Don't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show, so stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, March is Long COVID Awareness Month. While the rest of the world has largely moved on from the pandemic, for 1 in 11 New Zealanders, the pandemic never ended. According to the March 2026 Minister of Health data, approximately 185,000 Kiwis are currently living with symptoms that have lasted longer than 3 months. To put that in perspective, that is nearly the entire population of our city, Hamilton. But this isn't just about numbers, it's about the stigma of the invisible. Because you cannot see a crash or brain fog on a standard x-ray, many patients are facing a second illness, the stigma of being doubted. Today we are arming you with the evidence to fight back against that doubt. We are moving beyond the it's just a cold narrative and looking at the hard biological reality of what it means to live with a body that cannot currently reboot. But before I go into that, what is long COVID? What do you understand to be long COVID? So I'll read the description that I found most complete and evidence-based. To define long COVID with scientific precision, we must look at it as a multi-systemic disorder rather than a simple lingering respiratory infection. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, long COVID, clinically termed post-acute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2, is defined as the persistence of symptoms for 12 weeks or more after an initial infection that cannot be explained by an alternative diagnosis. So if you caught COVID and after 12 weeks you still have a range of lingering symptoms that cannot be explained by anything else, then you may want to go to your doctor and ask, you know, if you potentially have long COVID. And like a lot of conditions, long COVID is not a very set group of symptoms. It's very personal and no person is the same as the next. I, for example, have long COVID and had it for over 4 years now. And mine affect mainly my neurological system. I have a neurological function disorder, which sometimes affects my limbs. They're either weak or shaky. Lots of brain fog, lots of fatigue. Those are my main symptoms, which some may say it's very similar to chronic fatigue. I'll carry on with the definition of long COVID. Evidence-based research from 2025 and 2026 indicates that the condition is driven by four primary biological mechanisms. One, viral persistence. The presence of viral reservoirs or fragments, RNA protein, in tissues like the gut or brain that continue to trigger an inflammatory response. Two, autoimmunity. The infection causes the immune system to mistakenly attack the body's own healthy cells. Third, microvascular dysfunction, the formation of amyloid-rich microcloth that impair oxygen delivery to capillaries, leading to the profound fatigue and brain fog, cognitive impairment, reported by 85% of patients. And four, neurological dysregulation, damage to the autonomic nervous system, often manifesting as POTS, which means postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, where the body fails to regulate heart rate and blood pressure correctly when standing. Because it affects the vascular nervous system and immune system simultaneously, long COVID is officially recognized by the New Zealand Minister of Health as a complex chronic condition that requires a whole body approach to rehabilitation centered strictly on pacing rather than exertion. One of the biggest drivers of stigma is the idea that long COVID is psychological or caused by anxiety. The evidence says otherwise. Research from the University of Otago and international studies in early 2026 have identified several key biological markers. First, viral persistence, like I mentioned. This is the theory that fragments of COVID-19 virus remain in the gut or nervous system long after the initial infection is gone, keeping the immune system in a state of high alert. Second, we see the microcloths. These are tiny cloths in the blood that don't show up on normal scans, but can block oxygen from reaching the smallest capillaries or places in your body. This explains why someone may have normal lung tests but still feel like they are suffocating or experiencing extreme muscle pain. Finally, there is mitochondrial dysfunction. Now think of your mitochondria as the batteries of your cells. In long COVID, these batteries aren't just low, they are broken. They cannot efficiently turn oxygen and food into energy. When we tell a long COVID patient to just push it through, we are essentially asking a car with no spark plugs to win a race. It is physiologically impossible, and the evidence from 2025 clinical trials which I will be adding at the post, shows that pushing through actually causes further cellular damage. The hallmark of long COVID is post-exertional malaise, or PEM. This is the crash that happens after physical, mental, or even emotional effort. In a healthy body, exercise makes you stronger. In a body with PEM, exercise is a toxin. The stigma here is brutal because the crash is often delayed, happening 24 to 48 hours after the activity. People around the patient often fail to make the connection. They see you at the cafe on Tuesday and think you're cured. But don't you see, they don't see you in a dark room on Thursday, unable to tolerate the sound of a voice or the flicker of a screen. Data from the Public Health Communication Center, Aotearoa, highlights that this is particularly hard for our Māori and Pacific whānau, with Māori reporting long COVID rates at 15.5%, nearly double that of other groups. The stigma of being unproductive hits harder in communities that value collective work and manaakitanga. We have to understand that resting is not giving up. For a long COVID patient, resting is the most productive thing they can do to protect their long-term health. So, if pushing through is the enemy, what is the solution? In the absence of a cure in 2026, the gold standard clinical management is pacing. Have you ever heard of pacing? Pacing is a body-led strategy for managing limited energy. It's often explained through the spoon theory. And we have mentioned spoon theory here many, many times. And I've promised to run a spoon theory show, which I think I will do right after this one. Imagine you start the day with 12 spoons. Getting dressed costs one spoon. Making a cup of tea costs one spoon. Answering an email costs two spoons. If you use 13 spoons, you crash. So spoon theory basically uses spoons as a metaphor for energy levels that a person starts the day with and how many spoons each activity in your day will cost you. I'll go into it in another show. But pacing is more than just counting spoons. It's about the preemptive rest. This means resting before you feel tired. It's about staying within your energy envelope. Energy envelope means taking the small amount of power you have and using it with absolute precision. Clinical guidelines now strictly advise against graded exercise therapy, or GET, for long COVID. We have moved away from the 2020 era advice of slowly increasing your walking. The evidence now shows that heart rate monitoring, keeping your heart rate below a certain ventilatory threshold, is a vital tool. If your heart rate spikes too high, your body switches to anaerobic metabolism, which is what triggers the PEM crash. Pacing is about keeping the body in a safe zone so it can eventually begin to repair itself. I can't stress enough, when you have long COVID or chronic fatigue, it's not about try harder. It's about resting and pacing so you can eventually gradually feel better. As we wrap this up, I want to leave you with one word: belief. The greatest tool we have to fight this stigma of long COVID is simply believing the person standing or sitting in front of us. When someone tells you they can't make it to dinner or they need to lie down in the middle of a conversation, don't look for a reason. The reason is biological. To the 185,000 New Zealanders living with non-COVID right now, your worth is not measured by your productivity. Your value is not tied to how many spoons you have left at the end of the day. If you need support, please reach out to Long COVID Support Aotearoa. They are doing the hard work of advocacy in a system that is still catching up. Just want to use the last few minutes to provide some evidence that you can go online and research at your own time, and I will provide those links in our social media posts. So, Minister of Health, COVID-19 in Long COVID 2024-2025 New Zealand Health Survey. This one confirms the 9.2% or 1 in 11 prevalence rate in the estimate of 185,000 Kiwis living with symptoms as March of 2026. Minister of Health Long COVID program at health.govt.nz/longcovidstrategy, which outlines the official clinical guidelines and rehabilitation frameworks for Aotearoa New Zealand. The University of Otago Healthcare System Failing Long COVID Patients November 2025 research, which you can find at otago.ac.nz/newsroom. The key evidence, direct evidence of medical gaslighting and the lack of funding training in primary care for chronic fatigue-related conditions. The Public Health Communication Centre Aotearoa, PHCC Briefings, which is phcc.org.nz/COVID-19-briefings. And it provides expert analysis on the long-term public health burden and the necessity for governmental action on long COVID. Then Long COVID Support Aotearoa that I just mentioned for support, they do amazing job in advocacy and information sharing in education, and they are at longcovidsupport.co.nz. It's the primary hub for patient-led advocacy in New Zealand. They manage the national registry and provide evidence-based resources for pacing and symptoms management. Also, Scoop News, Long COVID Support New Zealand Response, which is Scoop, S-C-O-O-P, / 400,000 Kiwis estimate, contains a specific breakdown of Māori prevalence, which is 15.5%, and the comparison of active cases to the population of Hamilton. Clinical guidance on pacing, World Physiotherapy Long COVID Breathing Paper. Key evidence, although international, this is the foundational evidence for New Zealand clinicians to use to discourage graded exercise therapy or GET and promote pacing and heart rate monitoring. ME support. So ME means myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is the scientific name for chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, because long COVID often mirrors chronic fatigue syndrome, this site provides deep clinical dives into PEM or post-exertional malaise and the biological energy envelope.
Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354, and they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight, and they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line, it's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line, it's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions, you can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Let's summarise. We started with the numbers, and they are undeniable. As of March 2026, 1 in 11 New Zealand adults are navigating the reality of long COVID. That is 185,000 of our whānau and our colleagues, our friends, who are living with the condition that, while often invisible, is deeply biological. We've looked at the evidence that moves this conversation out of the realm of anxiety and into the realm of science. We now know that long COVID is driven by viral persistence, microcloths that starve our cells of oxygen and a dysregulated immune system. This isn't a lack of willpower. It is a physiological breakdown of the body's ability to produce and manage energy. The most important takeaway from today is the reality of the crash, post-exertional malaise. For those listening who don't have this condition, please understand that for a long COVID patient, activity is not a path to recovery. It can be a trigger for a relapse. This is why we advocate for pacing. And pacing is the clinical gold standard. It is the disciplined art of staying within your energy envelope and resting before the depletion hits. By respecting pacing, we fight the stigma that demands constantly productivity. We acknowledge it that in Aotearoa, a person's mana is not dictated by how much they can do, but by who they are. You are the experts of your own bodies. Your rest is a necessity and your story is valid. If you need to dive deeper into the data and find a community that believes you, visit the Long COVID Support Aotearoa or check the Ministry of Health's 2026 guidelines. If you are on social media, on Facebook, there is a group, a private group called Long COVID Support Aotearoa. It's also an incredible source of support and information. You can go in there and read other people's stories and share your own. And it's a really safe space that you can get at the support of people that really gets it because they are going through a similar situation. And there is lots of information there that you can learn from other people's experiences there. I've used that group on my own journey and continue to use it. I'm hoping to soon share some updates on my own health. After 4 years, I found the balance that I need at the moment. And a lot of people would see me as not having an issue or being cured, but I know I'm not. I know I could go completely downhill if I catch COVID again or another infection or overdo it. So I'm very careful. I'm really, really careful. But this is all I have time for today. Take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Sigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.